You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
The KSL In-Depth Now, we just learned the Davis County School District has banned the Bible from elementary and middle school libraries. Joining us live, KSL legal analyst Greg Skordis. So, Greg, this seems like unintended consequences of an attempt to keep objectionable content away from school kids. Is that pretty much what's happening here?
It seems like a be careful what you ask for, Jeff. When the legislature passes a bill that regulates vulgarity and violence in books at schools, they intended to have a number of books removed. And somebody decided, well, if that's your standard, then somebody should take a look at the Bible. And they did, and concluded that, in fact, it contained some references to vulgarity and violence, and that it should be removed if these other books are removed. And I think it points exactly what you're saying to the fact that this bill really had no one ever intended it to preclude the Bible in elementaries and middle schools.
And while there is a powerful message in the Bible, it would seem the objection is all the smiting and the begatting, which pose a problem according to this measure.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly right. I think it's a message that somebody filed this with the school district. Somebody a parent who's upset about the removal of some book that they thought should have been kept there said, okay, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. Why don't you take a look at the Bible and take it off the shelves? And boy, I think we're going to have to really take a second look at this legislation now, because nobody intended for this to occur.
We have not spoken at this point with anybody involved in making the decision. But I wonder if they would be saying the legislature passed this law, our hands are tied.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what they're going to say. And it's important to know, Jeff, that they took it off the shelves of elementaries and junior high schools or middle schools, but they left it on in high schools. And I guess that the theory is that the older, more mature kids can probably handle some of the language in the book, in the Bible, better than the younger kids. But you're right. I mean, it's almost silly to think what we're doing here, but we're banning books now, and now we've included the Bible in that.
I wonder if next the legislature might rush to change the rule to say remove objectionable content, but not the Bible.
I think that's coming fairly quickly. We may even have a special session to address certain works of religious literature. Who knows where this will go? It's sad. It's a sad commentary on where we are right now.
We appreciate it. KSL legal analyst Greg Skordis jumping right on the story.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.